There are at least two major points that I'd like to make for the importance of the climate change conference in Paris. First of all, if we have a good agreement, it will allow us to move toward a low carbon, low emission future where there is lots of opportunity for new developments, new technology developments, and new ways of organizing ourselves. And that is an opportunity that we must take. Secondly, the climate change is already happening, the impacts are visible, and if we don't do something now, it will be much more difficult in the future and much more expensive to address those problems. So this is the time to do it.
Why do we need to keep the global average temperature rise below 2 degrees Celsius?
We need to keep the global average temperature rise below 2 degrees centigrade because if we allow warming to go beyond that, scientists tell us that there are likely to be potential irreversible impacts on people, on the natural ecosystems, and therefore on the economies of the world. Now, the 2 degrees is not a very hard level. Many are saying that it actually has to be much less than 2 degrees for the small island developing countries whose land might become completely inundated with a sea level rise. Already 2 degrees is way too much. So it must be remembered that when we talk of 2 degrees, it is the maximum. It must be kept below, as much as possible below.
Now, just days ahead of COP21, what is your message to world leaders?
World leaders have a very important role in guiding their ministers and their negotiators on the broad economic implications of climate change and actions about climate change. So their role for the negotiations is very important, because if they don't give clear guidance to the negotiators, then they don't know what to agree upon. So that is why the Secretary General has been much engaged with heads of states and government, so that they own this process and they clearly guide their ministers and their negotiators.
And what about your message to the public? What would you like to convey to them?
Climate change affects us all, but our actions affect climate change, all of us. We all have responsibility in what we do in our daily lives, how we vote, how we engage, how we run our companies, how we run our civil society organizations. We all need to be conscious of this, and we all need to do our part.